The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. Miles Garrett Central, some might say, begins now. We'll continue to take your proposed trades. I got one from not Jack Nicholson over at my end. First round pick, Gary Van Ness and Jair.
You handle the truth. Can you handle the truth on what it's going to take to get Miles Garrett in here?
Also, Billy in Sussex earlier, when back when we were having other conversations about other things, hate the smell of cigarettes, but the smell of cigars, easy for me to say, is amazing. You agree with that statement about cigar smoke?
Yeah, I like a good cigar every once in a while. Sure. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
All right, we'll get to more of your texts on the carbless talk and text line. List is more. 800-990-3776 is the Milwaukee one, which I have right before me, distracting me with all my other stimuli. 844-770-3776 is the one in Madison, in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, where Riley is keeping an eye on those. But speaking of great producers, Joshy has unearthed the audio. Again, from Goody's final end-of-the-season press conference. Now, this question, as I recall it, and I think the person asking it was trying to get at a Davante Adams-type question, without saying Davante Adams' name, because he's under contract with the Jets still, technically. But it was, you know, what about the idea of getting a guy who's at the back end of his prime, was the phrase that the questioner used. Let me ask you this before we play it. Do you think Miles Garrett is at the back end of his prime at age 29 and 36 days?
Yes.
Okay. That's a fair phrase to
Very
use
fair.
Then because then
yeah, still has really good years ahead, but is he going to be the same player he was 26, 27? No, I think there's a reason guys don't want to pay guys after 30.
Right. So that was the question that was posed to Goody. Here is, and he brings up Reggie all by his own self, here is how Goody responded.
Is that something that you see value in, or is that something you'd like to stay away from?
It all depends who the player is, you know, and what he could give you. I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. How old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him, you know. It just depends on the player.
Now, again, he goes on to say that they have not done that very often. They have not made, basically, what trades have they made to bring in players? It's Favre, and that's about
it. Yeah, it's not a lot. Yeah, it's the Packers have a certain way about doing business under, you know, Ted and Goody. That is the direction they want to go, and I think that's the smart thing to do. But again, it's different when you're talking about talents of this magnitude. Nobody thought when they gave up a first for Brett Favre. I think a lot of people were probably Atlanta. Matter of fact, Favre and Dončić are probably very similar.
Yeah.
Oh, he's overweight. He doesn't work hard. He's drinking too much. All this other stuff.
Missed the team
Dončić
picture.
Is Favre before Favre. So bet big on the Lakers because Dončić could end up being like Favre. The whole concept of this is you don't see guys like this become available. And when you're dealing in contract, there's a lot of moving parts. And I'm going to be up front with my pom-poms trying to get Miles Garrett here because I know how big a difference he could make.
You're very palmy.
The trouble with that is this is exactly what Goody is saying are the pitfalls of this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You have to give stuff up. And I think Goody is fine doing one or the other. He doesn't want to get double-decked here. Miles Garrett's a double-decker. You're not only going to have to give up stuff that you don't want, the idea of a cheap young player that could be super impactful.
Correct.
And then you got to pay
top
dollar to a guy that's going to be turning the wrong side of 30 within that deal relatively quickly. But you hear what he said about Reggie. You hear how he views things.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you – normally I would say this ain't happening, Cap'n. And if I'm betting, I'm going to say it doesn't happen because mm-hmm. I think it's going to get super expensive. There are teams that are going to go bananas and not be disciplined about what it's going to take to bring Miles in. There's a lot of teams with a lot of cap space. I wouldn't be shocked if the Chicago Bears, the New England Patriots, there are teams that have $100 million sitting there ready to spend. Green Bay ain't that. Green Bay's got that Jordan Love contract looming that is going to start hammering away at the cap near in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pay Zach Tom. They have young players that they're hopeful are going to be guys they have to pay, and all of that has to be in the equation of this. I don't think Goody wants to get double-decked, and Miles Garrett
right.
will be a double-decker.
Mm-hmm. First of all, from the Carbless Talk and Text line, Don is clearly a longtime listener to the program because he Riley, put that back up for me. The trade of Aaron Rodgers, we all know how smitten you were with the pick swap. Now, if we look back,
and by the
pick
way,
swap
right.
didn't go very well.
It worked out
Will
bad.
McDonald
it worked out
turned
bad.
Out great for the Jets. LVN, the Jets, not so
yes.
much. Don and Mayville. Garrett, for this year's second, Van Ness, and next year's first, if that doesn't do it, throw in an old Tausch pick swap. Yeah, I like the plan. Tausch, let's be honest. I think, and I've seen this a couple, D-Lister 72 in the Milwaukee YouTube comments said this. A few others have. I'm sorry I don't have everybody's username at my fingertips. I think, and you made this point earlier, I don't think they want to be taking on cap money. So forget Jair for one. We all agree on that. But I don't think they I think they'd much rather have LVN than have, say, Rashawn Gary going back. They don't want Rashawn Gary's contract. Now, Rashawn Gary's contract is structured in a way that his guaranteed money runs out pretty quickly too. So it would be kind of like an NBA expiring contract, if you will, where you could move on from him fairly quickly. But I think
the Packers have to take on – the problem with that is if the Packers traded Rashawn Gary, they'd have to take on all of the cap
correct.
From the bonus.
They would take that hit.
And that's another
yes.
number they don't want. So
that's a triple-decker.
That would be triple-decker.
Are we ruining this
the
for
more,
you? Is that what's happening
so,
here?
Yes, I was just going to say, as you know, my train of thought continues to go, and there's that excitement level of – wow, this is exciting. I'm fired up to have this come into my life. And then all of a sudden you start seeing the cost of what it's going to be. Yeah, I'd love to have a house in Malibu, like the oceanfront. Oh, that's great. Well, cost this. Oh, okay. Well, you also have to have the HOA fees and the property tax.
Fire
and
insurance.
All this other stuff. And then you start looking at it like, well, man, that's, I don't know. Yeah, it'd be great to have that, but then I got to go out to Malibu all the time. And then, oh, well, if I don't do this, blah, blah, blah. There comes a point where it becomes too expensive and cost prohibitive. And the fact that the Miles Garrett contract, I didn't realize all of his guaranteed money is gone. That, my friends, is why, outside of the fact that the Browns stink, that's the real motivator. He ain't going anywhere without a new deal that puts him top of market.
Yep. You're right.
And by the way, Micah Parsons is looming with Jerry Jones. He's going to get a big boy, $36-37 million a year. All of a sudden, if you're paying that from Green Bay, I don't want that. As great as Miles Garrett is, I ain't interested in that.
This
I
has
want
been
him
quite
at
a journey.
I want him at this 2 years, basically $60 million, and let's ride. That ain't going to get it done.
Let's ride. Okay, Russell, after he snubbed you.
I'm getting back to Hendrickson. I think you've
made
me excited.
The pendulum, you are
Miley Cyrus on the big wrecking ball. You have done a full swing here. You were all in on Myles Garrett, and now I didn't even get to tell you the odds that have been established for his next team, which maybe will make you swing the pendulum back.
All right, let's hear it.
How about this?
After the break.
So Riley, I'm sure, worked very hard on his Sports Weekend Recap trivia. But we can do our boy, old Jesse Nelson, a solid. And we can double up trivia tomorrow. That way, Jesse, you know, maybe even he can get Riley to write tomorrow's Trivia 2, which is generally a Badgers Trivia Tuesday. But we'll save trivia. We're going to skip trivia today because I want to talk to you about these odds that I just had sent to me of Myles Garrett's next team. And I will have you know that the Packers are inside the top 10 of the odds makers' destinations for Myles Garrett. I'll tell you how high they are, and then we'll get to Woe Riley, and then we'll wrap things up after that. But I'll tell you where they land. I think you're going to swing again. I think the old T, the old big swinger, the big pickler, is going to swing back to having his hopes a little bit, even with his triple-decker sandwich that Goody doesn't want to eat. I will tell you where the odds have the Packers as the next team. For Myles Garrett next, it's Wilde and Tausch. This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time, and maybe that's never. So don't you dare leave me now, throw my heart on the ground. Cause tonight ain't the night for the Whistler. He's Mark Tauscher. I'm Jason Wilde. It's Wilde and Tausch. Here are...
Let me make sure I give Sports Betting is who sent this to me. And again, take this for what it's worth.
Okay.
Which ain't much. But there are only 6 teams with more likely odds, according to at least this sports book, to get Myles Garrett in a trade. They have put the Packers at 10-1. The Buffalo Bills are also at 10-1. The teams with shorter odds, am I using that correctly, old boy? Eagles 9-1, 49ers 8-1. The Las Vegas Raiders 7-1. The Kansas City Chiefs 6-1. The Washington Commanders 5-1. And this I don't understand at all, unless they're going to then let Micah Parsons walk. The Dallas Cowboys 4-1.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Dallas makes no sense, but the team that I'm most concerned about is Washington, because they now are emboldened to think that they're really close. They have a quarterback that has control of another 4 years of his salary that will line up nicely with paying Myles Garrett bonko dollars. I'm guessing they have a ton of cap space.
Defensive head coach.
Because let's be honest. I think we all get caught up, and somebody on Twitter was just kind of saying, well, he said they have to go to a contender. Who would have thought Washington would be a contender last year at this time? Nobody.
Right.
Right?
That's fair.
Things change quickly. The dollars will be what they be. And you can talk yourself into being a championship contender when you get $150 million guaranteed. So I don't think that's what's going to happen with MG. I don't know if Buffalo will have the cap space. It's cap space and who's willing. The Kansas City Chiefs, they got Patrick Mahomes on a very nice 10-year deal.
They did.
Mm-hmm. The Kansas City Chiefs find ways to maneuver and do things. If Travis Kelce retires, there's money coming off the books. There's just the Chiefs are in a great spot to continue, and they will see, boy, it'll be nice to have him and Chris Jones together. Ooh, that could be pretty good. That's where we're at. So the Chiefs and Washington are the two that scare me the most as being really viable options for the Cleveland Browns to take a long, hard look at. But the fact that Green Bay's that high is encouraging because Vegas knows. You guys all know Vegas knows.
I don't know if they know about this sort of thing. This feels a little guessy to me.
Oh, yeah, Jason. Yeah, Las Vegas,
All right, you're getting after me. Josh, you back me up on this.
Yeah, so, this is based on nothing.
I mean, if we go back and look at all the odds they've put out for various players' trade destinations, I bet their hit percentage is way worse than when they actually put spreads together.
Jason, that's not what they're – okay, so you and Josh both. Let me give you a little lesson.
We're going to get scolded here.
Put your little deal down. Las Vegas doesn't care why Dallas is at 4-1 is because you have a bunch of Cowboys fans that will say, oh, I think we're going to get him, and they'll go put a bunch of money on it. And
well,
when he doesn't go there,
that's
exactly what
are you not agreeing with me then?
No, but you're not.
You said
you guys don't get you don't get
this
the
is,
game.
You won't be able to bet this in Las Vegas. This bet won't exist. Because this is promotion. They want their name mentioned as
and
part
it worked.
Of these.
I fell yes. for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yes. This isn't.
Oh yeah,
because
Las
anything.
Vegas doesn't want a bunch of money coming in that has no chance of hitting. Because they want to give out money and say
Josh,
it's
all these bets are.
Yeah, you guys don't
how
get
much
it. Which is fine. I'm not going to get into
take a big handle.
Joshy,
wait a minute.
I'm not going to get into
you and I. No, you're not. We're all in agreement. This is to take some sucker money. But what I said, you said Las Vegas knows what it's doing when you said that, okay? I thought you meant
because they know how to make money. They know how to make money.
Okay. When we say that the guys in the desert know what they're doing when we're talking about point spreads, we're saying that they always seem to know to make it a really smart point spread and make it difficult. The Prize Picks guys who set the projections are really smart. They're really good at making it hard. In this instance, what you're saying about them being smart isn't because these odds are accurate depictions. It's they're smart enough to get people to bet on something dumb that they don't really know either. They have no idea where he's going. So this is not the same kind of smart as, ooh, the spread is 5.5 and it's really hard to pick. And
I never said it was
I know,
the same
but
kind of
when
smart,
I so. Hear you say they know what they're doing, that's what it sounds like to me.
But they do.
Vegas
two
always knows is a
be,
term that's
if I,
long
if
established.
If I could change subjects.
Two things can be
because this is not going
at
well.
The same time.
Here's
the bottom line.
Okay, you should really
okay, we don't
the
care.
Line.
Jason, if you don't care, then don't read it.
Hey. Oh, boy. Just let me finish, and then it's all yours. So regardless of the
odds. I don't
know
if I have a name to chime in. Vegas always knows.
We can
that's
only hope. So they have the Vikings and the Bears at 20-1 and the Lions at 14-1. You made a very good point about the Commanders. If you're a Packers fan and you're not going to get Myles Garrett, is there any part of you that's worried that one of the other three NFC North teams could get him, regardless of what Vegas says odds-wise?
Yes. Yes. I would be concerned. Myles Garrett's a field tilter, and immediately, let's say Detroit gets him.
Oh,
you already have boy. Hush that you're like, oh boy. And then you're like, well, now they got Myles. Oh boy. All of a sudden, now whether they can stay healthy, that's another conversation. The Raiders, Max Crosby and him, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. But then you got to pay Paul to rob Peter. At some point, you're not going to be able to put money into other spots. You got $100 million
where
set
does Judas
into
come in?
Two defensive ends. It ain't going to happen. So that's why teams have to be smart about how they're budgeting and everything else.
You're right.
And the fact Green Bay will have to triple deck in order to get Myles Garrett makes me think, for as much as I'd love to see 95 out there rushing off an edge next year, crushing Goff and everything else, the triple deck, I believe, is going to be too big of a deck to overcome.
So the triple decker is let's just reestablish that before we put a bow on this. The triple decker is giving up draft capital because they always want their draft capital, giving up the young, inexpensive contract that comes up comes with the young draft picks, and then having to pay said player an extension when you acquire him.
Those are your triple deckers, yes.
And you think that is too much to overcome for the Gutenator?
Get away with if it was one, yes. Two, maybe. Three is making me think that this ain't going to happen.
So if he had an existing contract that you would inherit that had some guaranteed money, but you wouldn't have to reset the edge rusher market to pay him as part of the trade, that's what puts you over the, oh, I don't think this is going to happen. So basically we got to 11:34. This broke around 10-ish, a little before 10. So in the span of about an hour and 39 minutes, we went from all in on this to, it's probably not going to happen. That's
so
where
Jason,
you're now landing.
The fan in me is still all in, but my knowledge of
the
how Goody operates.
Yeah. Analyst.
As an analyst, I have to say, I don't think listen, man, it ain't my money. It ain't my cap space. Ain't my young players. I want Myles Garrett. From an analyst standpoint, I want Myles Garrett out there because he can make the defense better.
Yeah.
Period.
You're
fin.
Right. No doubt.
But I also look at things and I want to be fair. I don't want to be hyperbolic. Not at least in this case. And with Goody, how he operates, that is a triple deck is a long way to go. That is a lot for him to do. And I think it will be a bridge too far when it comes. And the fact that there's going to be heavy negotiations on other teams' parts going to make it that much more difficult. I'm concerned about that, and that's why I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, we need to get to Wo Riley so young Riley Yauch gets his airtime. He has also been curating your texts on the Carbless talk and text line. We'll get to a few of those on this Myles Garrett now requesting a trade then. But Wo Riley is next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Keep your Myles Garrett trades coming. Matt on the Carbless Talk and Text Line in Milwaukee. This show has been a journey of 1,000 miles with a Y.
I like that.
I knew you would. Time for O'Reilly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wo Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Alrighty, guys. Obviously changing the tune of the conversation a little bit. Looking ahead to the Super Bowl. So, my friend's fantasy football punishment. Yes, pardon me?
Can you say that? I don't think you'd say that.
He's not advertising something. You're safe.
Well, he might be. It's part of his fantasy team. You don't know if he's advertising. I just don't want to get you in trouble.
I'm going to get a Super Bowl of ice cream from the salty cow.
I was about to actually add an advertise in there. No, so, looking ahead to the big game.
Good save,
this coming Sunday.
There you go.
Nice.
Big game.
Looking ahead to the big game this Sunday, loser of my fantasy football league is going to have to be the, well, it's under a different name, but the big game servant of everyone else. So if anyone needs a Coors Light or if someone needs food, he's got to go get it. That's his punishment. So I want to hear from you guys. I don't know your experience with fantasy football punishments, but is this fair? Is this a little harsh or is it a little soft, not hard enough of a punishment?
I think it's probably, I've seen worse when it comes to dressing and doing different stuff and, paying for more stuff. This is not anything financial big hit that your buddy has to go through. It is what it is, man. And I think the fact that you all get back together again, normally it's just the draft that you do it. The fact that you get everybody back together and you're punished without having to get a tattoo or a trip to Cancun or whatever else you do. I think this is fair game. I think it's a good punishment for whomever it was. Was it you?
No, thankfully it is not. I think I finished last in the regular season, but I gutted it out in the playoffs and finished like third to last. So
how do you make the playoffs if you finish last?
Everybody in the league made the playoffs, so I was fine. It was very close
to
beating
ridiculous.
Me. So.
You finished last in the regular season, you should be schlepping Coors Lights for everybody.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'll let my friends know, but I think it's too late. We're moving on. We're moving on.
How does everybody make the playoffs?
Because I think it's an eight-team league, and we have an eight-man playoff. So
you go six, and you give two byes.
Yeah,
We had
four teams in the playoffs, the championship bracket, and then the rest of us were in the consolation bracket. So I can't win the league, but I could lose the league, and I didn't. Guys clutched up in the playoffs.
I think, let me tell you this, this will make it better next year. Top six get in, two byes for the top two, because you should, the regular season should matter.
Oh, I've heard then this you, speech the seven, before.
The 7 and 8 play for who has to be the servant at this party. The 7-8 game is where you play.
Okay.
Bottom two are only two that get in the mix for that.
All right, we'll implement the new Tausch rule next season. I like that. I think that's fair. Jason, are you a big fantasy football punishment guy?
No, I think is Wally Lukaczynski from the Dam Sports Show in Beaver Dam. He's got to bowl like at the local bowling alley to like a certain pin count as his punishment, and he ain't no Jesse Nelson as a bowler. So he's going to be there for, I think I did the math, if he averaged like 150 pins a game, he'd have to bowl like 29 games or something ridiculous.
And is that where every Coors Light you have, it knocks off 10 pins you need to get?
There's that. There's,
or you can eat food.
There's a spinning wheel that you can get other things that can either make it better or worse. Like you spin the wheel and they can open up the bumpers for a game I thought it was always just you get a bunch of money if you won. I didn't realize how long have there been punishments for losers like you?
Ooh, I mean, going back to my high school league, started freshman year of high school, there have always been punishments. One year I had to stay in McDonald's for 24 hours and every chicken sandwich I ate resulted in 1 hour off my time. So
okay. So how many chicken sandwiches did you end up eating?
I was able to knock down like 18. Was there for
you
6 hours.
You ate 18 chicken sandwiches?
Yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do. I didn't want to be there all day.
I'll tell you this. The new Quick Trip in... I know this pains you to hear this, Tausch, but Oostburg is really nice, and it's got like a seating area. I think we should do something where the punishment is you sit in, you got to eat every item on the menu to shorten your time in the Quick Trip from 24 hours.
Every dunker you eat knocks a half hour off the time.
Oh, if you did an hour per dunker, I could be out of there in 10 minutes. Next.
All righty. Moving on. I watched Gladiator 2 last night. It was a solid movie. It's okay. So I want to know, not to reignite the beef in between our ESPN Wisconsin shows, but I'm going to be an instigator here. Who would win in a gladiator fight, the team of Wildy and Tausch? You two plus Jesse Nelson or three of the members of KBN? You can choose to take out one, either Kyle, Bruss, Nortman, or Strofe. Who would win in a gladiator fight?
3v3. Oh, I feel so bad.
Yeah,
for
I'm going to pass on this. That's dumb. But I will get into the gladiator. Gladiator should not have been sequelized.
Did you see it too?
I've heard nothing. No, I've heard nothing but horrible things about it. I heard it's god awful. It was perfection the first time around. I don't know exactly what they all put in the Colosseum. I don't know. Did they put
Sharknado?
I don't know what was all in there.
There's a rhino in the Colosseum at one point.
I like rhinos.
Great white shark.
I thought there was a shark. I thought I saw somebody on social media posting that. It didn't need to be sequelized. The old Tom Hanks movie on the island, that movie needs to be sequelized.
Castaway.
What happened? Castaway needs to be sequelized. Let's stop sequelizing movies that have no business being sequelized. Gladiator would be exhibit A of that. So I am not going to watch it. I'll maybe wait. Hopefully, with one of the trips we have coming up, maybe it'll be on the airplane by then. By all accounts, it sounds like it will be, because it was not a very good movie, according to sources close
to me.
Yeah, I didn't watch the first Gladiator.
You are
so
not
I had no
entertained.
Yeah. Heard I need to watch the first
you
Gladiator.
You watched the
movie.
Second, but you didn't watch the first?
Yeah, it was just on. My brother put it on the TV. I hadn't seen it. I've never seen
it. Oh,
the
it went right
one.
To video?
Yeah, it's already on streaming.
Oh,
well, that can't be a good sign.
Probably not ideal.
I mean, Oppenheimer, it took almost six years to get to video.
Gladiator 2 come out this year.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay, so we never got to the...
Tosh has heard enough now.
We never got to the
Oppenheimer
train
came out last year. Oppenheimer was out last year, was it not?
Was that
it
2 years
ago?
It
won the Oscar last year.
No, it was 2 years ago, Riley.
Okay. That's what I said, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, moving on to the third topic.
What's happening right now?
We never got to the trade simulator today with the Myles Garrett news breaking. So for you guys, outside of a Myles Garrett-centric trade, what is your dream out-of-the-box trade for the Green Bay Packers?
Oh.
This is where we started the show, yeah. And I think Tausch wanted Myles Garrett anyway.
That's the ironic part. Thank you, Miles, for putting that note out right at the right time of this show.
God,
so we could stop talking
teammate.
About Wildy's vacation and getting Jimmy on the south side all irritated with our show. I appreciate Myles Garrett. But that is the Myles Garrett, Max Crosby is where I would land for
Trey
this
Hendrickson.
Football team. Trey Hendrickson's more realistic. That for this football team, that's where I want these guys to be.
I am very curious to see how this plays out. If he goes somewhere else, though, I still think Max Crosby, who is only 27, I might add, will also and is in the last year of his deal, so he'll need a contract too, but I don't know if it'll be quite as triple-deckery. Count me in on that. I want Max Crosby, and I'll give up a first. Would you give up a first-round pick for Max Crosby? Yes or no?
Yes. Well, of course you would.
Well, I don't know. The 33rd team, our buddies over there, said you could get him for a second and a third. So.
Well, they also said Jordan Love should sit out and get $72 million a year after he sat out a year.
Mike Tannenbaum did say that on our show. All right, that's it for Woe Riley. Tausch and I will wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
How's it go, baby? Go, go, go!
We're almost out of time.
I say go, baby, go, go, go.
I don't know if I had more show left, Tausch. I don't know if I would focus on the fact that Riley inexplicably watched the sequel to Gladiator without having seen the first, which I've never seen the first either. I know the line. Are you not entertained? But I would
Can
never
you imagine
watch the
watching
second one.
Major League 3 and then thinking you should ever watch. You'd never watch Major League 1 or
Correct.
2.
Correct.
That was a mistake.
I just
on my
want to
part.
Make sure Jim on the South Side, who has been a great, great potential Hoffer, we understand, Jimmy. I just it was put up on the screen. I didn't say you were mad at us. I just read it, so we're all good. I don't, Jimmy, you're one of the best. Don't
Jimmy.
Don't get all wildy. Don't get all wildy here,
Jimbo.
I just wanted to add. That as someone who loves Gladiator like you do and think it's a great film, I don't know what's more concerning, the fact that Riley went or watched it without seeing the first one, or the fact that they have sharks swimming in the Colosseum.
Great white sharks in the sequel. Swimming in the Gladiator.
How does that happen?
I was just at the Colosseum, and I can assure you there's not even water around there. Sharks can't make it in dirt. All right? They can't.
All the sharks
Lions
in the Mediterranean
and tigers,
Sea.
you want to start putting hippos and all this other stuff. Now, again, I've always told you guys, I've been mesmerized by the hippo-watermelon relationship. The jaw strength of a hippo is something to behold. If yes, that Gallagher. Makes it in, I might be all right with it, but I'm not interested in sharks swimming in the Coliseum. I may not watch this at all, but something tells me if I've got a long flight and I'm bored, I probably will just to be able to talk about it. But come on now.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. We will do this again tomorrow. Jesse makes his triumphant return from the Love Boat.
Probably.
And we will. And we well, he's expected, scheduled to appear. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Thanks to Riley for filling in as our cousin sub of the day. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.